And finally this morning, let's have a quick word with Niamh Delmar, who's a counselling psychologist because it is day one of the Leaving Cert and Junior Cycle exams and English is on the agenda for everyone concerned. Niamh, if very little has been done for English or what comes next, what advice would you give the student?
Good morning. Yes, there's, I suppose, two parts to it, academic and mental and physical. So at this stage, it's about having a really good, smart exam strategy. Choose questions wisely, answer specifically. Read the questions twice and review them twice and keep relating back to the questions. And then in revision, chunk it. We know from studies that chunking is better than doing blitzing for long-term memory and retention. And go through the exam papers, rest after exams. And then with the mental and physical, we know the breath work is powerful. It can reduce cortisol. And if panicky, breathing out longer than in through the nostrils and engaging the diaphragm. And also then hydrate and nourish. Sleep is really effective. Again, studies show that the performance is better with good, adequate sleep, physical activity, and a positive mental attitude.
If the student walks out of the exam hall today or doesn't even show up, how should parents deal with it?
Yes, and this can happen, or they get really a difficult exam that they feel they've done awful with. It's again to keep moving towards the next step. Stay calm. Provide a really nice environment, distract them. Don't be flippant by saying, oh, sure, it's grand, don't worry about it. It matters to them, so lots of empathy. And then offer any specific help to move them on to the next exam. You know, can you help with questions? Can you help with any oral exam parts? Whatever you can do to help them move forward and focus on the next step.
And if you as a parent feel you're about to blow a gasket, just walk away.
That's a really good point. Don't panic because they panic. Look after your own self and do your own breath work and get out and get some walks and take breaks as well.
Niamh, thank you very much indeed. Niamh Delmar, counselling psychologist, and best of luck to everyone, of course, taking part in the exams today and over the next couple of weeks.